Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Adam Boyden is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Adam is a new friend. He's the president of a company called Conduit. That's conduit.com. And he's a technology expert. He's a social media expert. His company lives in that world. It operates in that world. And he's here to talk to us about one of the things he's going to help us do is help you and me make sure that we become users, become adopters of, and I hate, you know how much I hate to use this term, but I've got to use it because it's still in the vernacular, social media. Adam Boyden, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for asking me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I just cringe every time I say it, every time I write it. I don't like it. I don't like the word social media because I talk to business owners, and I'm trying to help them make this phenomenon relevant to them, how to make it something that is a tool that they can use. But I don't like social media as a term. It's just technology. I prefer building online customer communities. What do you think?
I think you've got a much better idea of what it should be described. The big problem, as always, in the Silicon Valley is that you have to come up with jargon to describe stuff. But in the end, as you described it, it's all you're doing is applying technology to what all small businesses want to do, which is to build communities around their services.
Well, that's what they've been doing all these years. We've always done that. But now, but in the old days, you know, whatever customers we had were part of a community. They were a community, and our business was the nexus of that community. But pretty much, unless they happen to bump into each other or know each other, as neighbors or whatever, they never really talk to each other. But now, with this new capability, people who would never have met each other otherwise find that they have something in common with somebody that they've never met through our communities.
Exactly. It basically gives you leverage. The technologies allow you to reach far more people than you would normally succeed in doing through the traditional methods of building that community.
But it also gives them leverage.
Exactly.
And control.
Yeah, exactly. Because the unlike in the old days, the sort of the social networking phenomena arrived, it was really very much a one-way information flow. A small business or any business would have their website giving information to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
Now the information flows both ways, and the businesses can leverage that to basically increase their reach, their brand, and their community online.
Well, exactly, and this to me, one of the things I've been saying, Adam, is that the social media thing is a craze, but it's not a fad. Now, what is a fad, I think, are some of some of the more popular social media sites. I really believe that in 3 years, we won't be talking about Twitter. In 5 years, Facebook may not even exist anymore. But you and I will still want and be required, actually, if we're going to succeed, to build online customer communities.
I certainly have no idea as to your prediction, nor am I going to risk it. But I think your point, though, is well taken, is that in 5 years, all of these sorts of tools and more that we haven't even thought of will be used and regularly by everyone out there in business.
Well, exactly. So that's what we've got to do. What your job and my job, Adam, is to help small business owners understand how to make this relevant, because a lot of people who are a little long in the tooth, Adam, don't, you know, either in a, you know, chronologically or technologically, a little long in the tooth, they think of social media and they say, well, you know, that's like visiting your grandmother. I need to sell something. And so social media puts them off the term. And so we've got to find a way to help them find this craze and this what's going to be our future, help them to make that relevant and to actually create a return out of it. How do we do that?
So the way I would suggest that people think about it is ask themselves, who are the best salespeople for their business? And usually the best salespeople in any business are the happy customers, because they will go out and tell all their friends, you've really got to deal with this business because they did a fantastic job. And so any small business, if they can invest some time in building up a presence on some of the social networks, they invest in a forum online, they even leverage Twitter, they use services that we offer at Conduit, then they can enable their best customers, the people who are invested emotionally in what that company is providing, will get them to go out online and actually tell people how wonderful that business is. And that is incredibly powerful because you get enormous return on the investment in building that presence online.
Well, and but what you also said just then, without maybe specifically saying it, is that you are participating, you are serving, you're not controlling the community, but you're participating, you've established it, you established the values of that community, and why people would want to hang out with you through your brand messages, things like that. But you are participating, you are being involved, because everybody who reports about you is not going to be a happy report.
Absolutely.
And so when that happens, you've got to be, you can't be MIA in those days, can you?
No, absolutely. If you try to edit or control what's being discussed in these things, it will be very, very bad and a disaster. You've got to, if there is an unhappy customer, for example, who goes into these arenas, the best solution is to just meet that person's concerns openly and honestly, and everyone will be impressed.
All you can really hope for is to have, for every unhappy person, to have many happy persons.
Of course.
And absolutely. if you wind up with the other ratio, then you got a problem you need to fix.
Absolutely.
You don't have a social media problem. You got a product problem or a service problem or something like that, folks. And that's good information for you. Quick break. Right back with Adam Boyden. He's with Conduit.com. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there, thousands and thousands of pieces of information from interviews that we've done with all our brilliant Brain Trust members, 1,600 members of our Brain Trust who've deposited archives of interviews that we've done with them, articles that they've written, lots and lots of stuff. There are links to their websites and their blogs and their newsletters and all that sort of thing. You can also ask a question there on AskJim.biz, which is right off the homepage. You can follow my work on my blog right there off of the homepage. You can also subscribe to my free newsletter and see what we've been doing and what we send you every Sunday afternoon by email to get you ready for the week ahead. So I hope you'll subscribe to that when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Adam Boyden is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president, I should say, of Conduit.com. Adam, tell us a little bit about Conduit.
So Conduit is a free service for small businesses, and it enables them to package all of their online presence, whether on their website or through social networks, Twitter and other social media. We're using that term again, Jim. And offer it to their users as a toolbar. And it enables them to have a real-time dialogue with their community and make them aware of all the latest cool stuff that their business is offering.
So you allow them to aggregate tools and content into a handy area of their website that it allows them to do that with a few decisions that they make today that lasts them for a while, and then they can go ahead, then they continue to operate their business and put their business up on their website, and it gives their visitors a kind of a more expanded experience.
Exactly. It's very simple to do. Any small business can do a really good toolbar in about an hour, and they can then join our more than 200,000 active publishers who are using it, you know, ranging from, pet stores like Pretentious Pooch all the way up to people like Miss Belly Dance, who runs a belly dance company.
Ah, I'll have to check that out. So, Adam, one of the things that is a challenge for business owners is trying to find out how to plug in to keep their websites updated with content, to try to stay involved with and to get educated and stay sort of in contact with the social media leaders, and it's not easy to do, and one of my suggestions is, if you don't already have a 25-year-old or a 23-year-old, hire one to do something else, maybe, but part of their job. Or if you have one already, make part of their job to this whole online community building thing. What do you think?
I think that's actually a really good idea. I think that the good message that
second,
I can give
it's second
is
nature
that if
for
you
them,
do enter this space and want to leverage it, which I would highly recommend, it does involve a lot of time investment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sort of build your presence online and then walk away, and if you never come back and change it and interact with the community, expect them to still be there next week. It doesn't work like that.
And if it bugs you that you got an employee spending time on this, get over it.
Yes. It's actually really interesting. One of the big challenges currently in the space is how best to measure the impact of these activities. But what you end up finding is that you get lots of anecdotal evidence of how this is helping. So, for example, businesses who are going around providing actual product to people, or they're doing installations, builder types. If they leverage something like Flickr, they can then start taking pictures of their work, which they can upload,
right.
And other people can then upload their pictures, and before you know it, you have anyone who's related to their space starting to use this as a community in order to find out the best way to install a bathroom, for example.
Right.
As long as you start looking at it from the end user, the customer standpoint, then it really can be amazing what you can build as a community.
Well, and when we started doing this here a few years ago with my blog, and last year with some of the other things like Twitter, we sat down, and I've got a couple of 25-year-olds here.
Yep.
I sat down with them, and I said, okay, what are our values? What is it that we want to make sure people see when they show up at our places, in any of our communities? What do we establish? What do we want to be true to? And what can we say? How can we say that? And how can we stick to that? And how much time is it going to take to manage that? And we did all that before we even launched anything.
Exactly.
And so we built our track to run on. We stuck with that. And guess what? The people who don't like that don't follow me. The people who do like it, follow me and tell their friends.
Exactly.
And you get and the people who don't, you get over those.
Yep. No, exactly right. The thinking through exactly, who your customers are, where they are interacting and hanging out, is really important up front. Once you understand that, then you can build the tools which are freely available online across all sorts of different companies.
Lots of different companies like yours, conduit.com. And I encourage you to check it out, folks. Adam, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you very much.
We've had a good time today. I hope you have. We'll see you next time. Adam Boyden, ladies and gentlemen, Boyden. The company is called Conduit, Conduit. Put a .com on that, and you'll find out how to use their products. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.